when a World War II-era bomber crashed last month at Bradley International Airport, killing 7 people. First responders fought the aircraft fire with a special type of firefighting foam. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports that new details are now emerging about some of the chemicals found in that foam and the potential risks they pose to humans and the environment.
Firefighters at Bradley doused the flames with a special material called aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF. It smothers hot-burning fuel fires, putting out flames better than just water. First responders credit the foam with saving lives, and Patty Abramowitz, a Windsor resident who lives just a 5-minute drive from the airport, agrees.
The emergency responders did everything they possibly could, and they had to use it. I understand that. It could have been even worse than it was.
After the B-17 crashed, firefighters used around 25,000 gallons of AFFF. Some of it got into storm drains and later washed into Rainbow Brook, a tributary of the Farmington River. That brook is in Abramowitz's backyard. She says a few days after the accident, pillowy mounds of white foam began piling up in the water behind her house.
It looked like a washing machine had exploded, and it was coming over both banks of the brook. And it was like, oh my God.
AFFF contains PFAS, per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, a family of thousands of chemicals found in everything from nonstick cookware to firefighting foam. Cheryl Fields, a toxicologist with the State Department of Public Health, says these so-called forever chemicals persist in the environment and are in virtually everyone's blood. An emerging body of science also links some of them to bad health effects.
The most sensitive of those effects appear to be liver effects, there are immune system effects, and developmental effects.
Two of the most concerning PFAS chemicals are PFOA and PFOS. PFOS was used to make firefighting foam through 2001. Since then, manufacturers voluntarily replaced it with more modern PFAS compounds. But nationwide, stocks of legacy PFOS foam remain. When the B-17 crashed, Bradley says it used about 400 gallons of legacy PFOS foam concentrate. Jeff Chandler, a hazmat responder with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, says there's no state legislation banning either type.
So at this point, there is no obligation for any of the responders to give up which style that they use.
The FAA says it's actively working to begin phasing out PFAS foams at commercial airports by October 2021. But the military has already taken action. At Connecticut's Air National Guard Base, AFFF foams have been banned from training since 2005. And at the urging of the U.S. Air Force, the Guard eliminated legacy PFOS foam in its fire trucks nearly 2 years ago. That means military firefighters who responded to the recent B-17 crash found themselves working with a substance banned on their own base just a half mile away. Kevin Dillon, executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority, which oversees Bradley, says he's concerned about AFFF health risks. But even if Bradley wanted to eliminate PFAS foam, federal law does not allow that.
If we want to continue to operate Bradley Airport under our FAA certification, we have to utilize this foam. We have to have this foam in our firefighting equipment.
The Federal Environmental Protection Agency says it's currently considering listing both PFOS and PFOA as hazardous substances, but that hasn't happened yet. Meanwhile, Bradley says it continues to keep a small quantity of the legacy foam on site at the airport. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.